look at the difference Johnny Kenny made in Europe. He was their focal point, the goal scorer. You don't have that in the league this season. You don't have that out-and-out striker.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Well, Joey O'Brien, considering your team had nine men, you wouldn't think your team was the team with nine men coming to the end of the game there.
No, listen, I said to the boys in there, really stuck at the game, you know what I mean? And had a couple of big hammer blows, really, but the lads stuck at it, and at the end there had a few balls around the box, and another nightmare, and nicked a real unbelievable equaliser, really.
It was an uncharacteristic situation that Mark Coyle got himself in to eventually give away the red card. So would you have much criticism of your player in that situation?
Listen, I think he made a bad call, Mark. He's been great for us, you know, over the last few years, and yeah, it's a bad decision that he's made. It's obviously led to a penalty, and I think the ruling is that obviously you don't make a genuine attempt to play the ball. It's a straight red, you know. And look, it was a hammer blow. Obviously he scored in the penalty as well then, playing with 10 men for 60 minutes. But look, I think the lads stuck out really well. We had an outlet at the top of the pitch, keeping two centre forwards on. And we had a couple of chances obviously on the break and that. And look, I think second half then we are building momentum, having real attacking players on the pitch, and then obviously the second sending off, it's a killer blow really for us.
Yeah, it is interesting. We felt, myself and Richie Towell commenting on the game, thought most teams in that situation go 4-4-1, but you went with the 4-3-2. Is that something you've practiced ahead of this game, or is it something you made off the cuff?
No, it's something that we've done, I think, in time gone by, really. And when we've gone down to 10 men before, I think it's a shape the lads are comfortable with, and they know. And I think by keeping two players up the top of the pitch, you need an outlet, you know. Sometimes you just go 4-4-1, you just suck it up and you have no out ball. I think the two boys at the top of the pitch gave us that. And, listen, we had a couple of chances, obviously, that we probably should have scored it.
I know you're not mad keen on being the number one. How did you feel about it tonight with Damon suspended?
It's, as I said, the work is done, you know, and during the week and stuff like that. So, listen, when the kick-off, the boys, it's over to the boys, you know, and sure the manager says that as well. Like, it's up to them. They're the ones that are on the pitch. We can't play football anymore, you know. So, it was over to them. But, look, I saw, after taking a couple of blows that he took, they stuck at it really well and tried to dig it out for each other, and I thought that was a positive for them.
You got Ali Coote sent off as well for two yellows. How did you feel about that one?
Yeah, look, I've seen it back there. To me, it's never a dive, so it's how he's produced a second yellow, I don't really know. And there was an incident in the first half, I think Tierney goes over, we're looking for the dive. He actually gives the dive, I think, but he doesn't book him because he said there was a bit of contact. So, I mean, he done the exact same thing in the first half and didn't book Tierney to then give Ali the second yellow. Yeah. Probably not sure whether he knew that Ali was on a yellow, whether he would have gave him the second yellow, you know. But he made that call, and it was hard then to finish the game, obviously, with nine men.
The upshot of it all as well, because you've got games coming thick and fast. Another one on Monday night. You're going to be without Mark Coyle for three matches. You'll have Ali Coote missing for the one game. A couple of injuries already in the squad. Are you a little bit concerned over those next three matches?
Listen, I said to the boys now, great opportunity Monday night. Get ready, prepare, attack the game. Next man up. Someone's going to come in and play. Hopefully they play well, and listen, it's a great thing about football is you always have a game around the corner to put it right. I'm sure the lads are buzzing for Monday night to attack this game.
This week on Diverted.
See, well, you know, cuando tienes tiempo in Argentina, es esencial para comer media luna todos los tiempos.
I tell the story of how my hitchhiking disaster led me to the family of Alexis McAllister.
Para nosotros también es un gran orgullo que mi hermano haya jugado con Maradona y Alexis, su hijo, haya jugado con Messi, que son los dos más grandes exponentes del fútbol mundial que dio la Argentina.
I also meet Dickie McAllister at the Buenos Aires Hurling Club, and we discover the national sport of Argentina, pato.
¿Anduviste en otro lado filmando pato ya o no?
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.